Hello everyone, this is 난민 Now. I'm Katsuya Soda. Today I have a guest from Italy, Dr. Magda Borzoni. Now she's stay in Japan as a visiting researcher. And she's not only a researcher, but also a voluntary workers in NGO in Italy, Torino, named Mosaico Actions for Refugees. Thank you, Dr. Borzoni. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Today, I would like to ask you some points about your thesis, you and your colleagues writing thesis, named The Social Consequences of the Denied Access to Housing for Refugees in Urban Settings, the Case of Torino, Italy. Could you explain about the summary of this thesis?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, what we wanted to focus on, me and my colleagues, was the need to pay attention to the gap between international law, national law, and then actual implementation. So our point was how it comes that refugees have got a lot of rights for international conventions, and also at the country level, in theory, they've got a lot of good rights, good points, but then they often experience social exclusion or they cannot access to good jobs, good social care, good healthcare. So what happened? Where there is a gap? Where something goes wrong? So that's why we try to focus on a specific case, not just talking in general about laws and conventions, but we wanted to look at a specific case, in this case, the case of the city of Turin. And so we try to understand the role of the different actors. So, for example, the municipal level in ensuring that the refugees and asylum seekers can have the rights that they should have. And what are the main points, the main obstacles or challenges they find on their route, on their path to social inclusion. And we found out that housing, access to proper housing, is one of the main issues. And it is so for many different reasons. First of all, of course, to have a proper house, a roof on your head, is a first level need. So of course, if you don't have that, you experience a lot of troubles. But it's also true that for how it's built, the national law in Italy, without having a housing, it implies that you don't have, you are not registered to a specific address. You don't have the card, you know, for the registration. And without having that, it's very hard for you to have access to other rights. For example, to, I don't know, enroll to the labor office to access to good jobs, or to enroll to the healthcare system, or if you think it's very similar to Japanese, to Japan, if you don't have the address and you're not registered in a place, it's hard for you to open a bank account. It's basically impossible. And so it means that if you don't have this kind of accommodation, a regular one, a proper one, it's very hard for you to access other rights. But the point is that while asylum seekers are welcomed in reception systems, and so they are provided with a place where to stay, as soon, or not maybe as soon, but quite soon after that you are recognized as a refugee or you have some kind of protection, so the right to stay in Italy and to work and everything, the state, the country, stop catering for you. So you are basically on your own from the official point of view. And you have to look for a place where to stay, and you have to pay it by yourself. And it's not that easy. And so we were trying to focus on this gap. So the, from the moment in which you have a place where to stay, but you're still temporary because you don't have your status, to the moment in which you have the right actual to stay in Italy and you have the status and everything. So in theory, you are in a perfect position. But in that moment, something is lacking, so the support of the state. Of course, it's very relevant, the support of NGOs, NPOs and everything, but still it's very difficult for you to build your own path of inclusion, of integration with this basis. So this is more or less an overview. And of course, looking at the case of Turin, we look at like some coping strategies that refugees put in place. For example, squatting in order to find a place where to stay. But these resolve only some of the issues, of course. So it's a complex situation in which a lot of different actors are involved, and there is the need to work all together to face these challenges.
Thank you very much. Now I totally understand what you are focused to this issue. I would like to ask one more things. Next week, I would like to ask you. Thank you very much, Dr. Brozoni.
Thank you.